I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Disgraced astronaut Lisa Nowak is back in the news, and author and comedian Daryl Littleton has something to say about it.
Pay attention. Lisa Nowak has a job. Don't tell me you've forgotten the diaper-wearing, pepper-spray-toting astronaut with the determination of a muscular cyborg already, because our government hasn't. 1 month after gallivanting through the countryside, terrorizing her lover's lover, the twisted fly girl is on the Navy payroll. Job description: working on developing curriculum and training programs on the staff of the Chief of Naval Air Training Command in Corpus Christi, Texas. Sounds like a good selling point for the Army, Marines, and Air Force. Now, I'm aware this is viewed as a step down from being an astronaut, but it sure is a step up from being in the padded room she should be in slobbering in at this very minute, or skulking around in a cell block with a bunch of new friends. Somebody smoking a controlled substance and passing it around, because last I checked, your average citizen faces pretty stiff penalties for stalking somebody with the intent to make them null and void. But as we're all well aware, Nowak is not your average gal. Hell, when James Brown went on his sightseeing excursion, they slapped his butt behind bars without pomade. So are we so celebrity enamored nowadays that a blip in the tabloid universe like Lisa Nowak is actually immune to prosecution and rewarded for being a mass distraction with medical and dental benefits? Or do astronauts have a clause in their contract that says they'll work forever no matter what? Buzz Aldrin's got to be close to 100, and he just strutted his old bones out on the skywalk over the Grand Canyon. And if you believe he did it for free, you also probably think rehab works after 1 week. Lisa is just one of the many distractions that keep society from watching what's really going on. While we were glued to our sets gaining disposable information about this disturbed puppy, real people were in need of work. Families with hard money loans were being put into default. Farmers were wondering how they were going to keep giving pigs slop. Well, I've got no pity for any of them. In times like these, it's painfully obvious what you need to do to secure gainful employment. Pepper spray somebody. And if that doesn't work, get a box of Depends and start driving.
Daryl Littleton is an author and comedian based in Los Angeles.